The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. The Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 33, Indirect Expressions of Ecstatic Love. Laughter. After he had stolen some yogurt from the pots of two gopis, Krishna told one of his gopi friends, quote, "My dear beautiful friend, I can take an oath that I have not stolen even a drop of yogurt from your pot. But still, your friend, Radharani, is very shamelessly smelling the flavor of my mouth. Kindly forbid her from this devious policy of putting her face near mine," end quote. When Krishna was speaking like this, Radharani's friend could not check their laughter. This is an instance of a laughter and ecstatic love. Astonishment. Once, Brahma was watching all the cows and the cowherd boys dressed in yellow garments and decorated with valuable jewels. All the boys were expanding their forearms and were being worshipped by many hundreds of other Brahmas. All the cowherd boys began to express their joyfulness for being with Krishna, the Supreme Brahman. At that time, Brahma showed his astonishment by exclaiming, quote, "What am I seeing here?" end quote. This is an instance of astonishment and ecstatic love. Chivalry. On the bank of the Jamuna, once there was a crackling sound of dry leaves, giggling from the cowherd boys and thundering from the sky. Sridham was tightening his belt to fight with Krishna, the conqueror of the demon Aga. This is an instance of chivalry and ecstatic love. Lamentation. In the 10th canto, 7th chapter, verse 25 of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a description of Krishna's being taken away by the whirlwind demon, Trinvarta. As Krishna was thus being carried up into the sky, all the gopis began to cry aloud. They approached Mother Yashoda, stating that they could not find the son of Nanda. He had been taken away by a whirlwind. This is an instance of lamentation and ecstatic love. When Krishna was fighting with Kaliya, Mother Yashoda exclaimed, quote, "Krishna is now entrapped within the hoods of this Kaliya snake, and yet I am not tattered to pieces. So I must admit how wonderful is the preserving power of this material body," end quote. This is another instance of lamentation and ecstatic love. Anger. When Jatila, the mother of Abhimanyu, saw Krishna wearing a necklace, she could understand that the jeweled ornament had been given to him by Radharani. She therefore became absorbed in anger and began to move her eyebrows, expressing her anger and ecstatic love. Ghastliness. There is a statement by Yamunacharya to this effect, quote, "Since I have begun to enjoy these transcendental exchanges of love, which are always newer and newer, whenever I remember the pleasure of past sex life, I curl, my lips curl, and I wish to spit on the idea," end quote. This is an instance of ecstatic love and ghastliness. Dread. One old devotee said, quote, "My dear Lord, when we are away from you, we become so anxious to see you again, and there is great misery in our lives. But then, when we do see you, there immediately comes the fear of separation. Under the circumstances, both when we see you and when we do not see you, we are subjected to two kinds of lip tribulation," end quote. This is an instance of contradictory mixture of ecstatic love for Krishna. Such ecstatic love is palatable, and expert critics have compared such ecstatic love to a mixture of curd, sugar candy, and a little black pepper. The combined taste is very palatable.